And we are broadcasting live from Merlefest 2003. Warm and cozy backstage in Burger King Artist Hospitality Tent. Two more bands to go, maybe another tweener. Del McCurry up next here on Bluegrass Junction, live from Merlefest.
So just a limited mint edition of the new one from Daryl Scott, so do check it out. Yet more missing kids or maybe missing parents, I'm not sure which.
Well, you probably won't be able to find them out there in Idaho, so we'll just drop in for a second and say we'd love to hear from you. You want to drop us an email, bluegrassjunction@xmradio.com, and we'll see if I make a request. I don't care. You know, maybe we'll get it up to Dell, see what he wants to say. Or later on, maybe for tomorrow, if you know one of the bands playing, you got a question for him, try that. More information about Merlefest available at merlefest.org.
Good job about thanking and applauding the musicians who bare their hearts and souls with their great creativity. You know, I'd say equally as big in a success of an event like this is making sure that the sound and the lights are working so that you can see and hear them. Can we give a big hand to all the Merlefest folks that do the sound and the lighting here? It sure is sounding and looking great here tonight at the Watson stage. So
that's Cliff Miller and SE Systems on the sound.
Responsible for a lot of the work at all the
Buck.
Various stages around here, so thanks so much to them. I also want to thank all the volunteers that make it happen here. You know who you are. You've spent many hours here, hither and yon, whether it's with cleanup or maintenance and whatnot. So hundreds and hundreds of volunteers make a great grassroots.
I guess while they're saying that, I got to give credit to Buck Parker, the main house sound man out here, always delivering us great sound right to here, and then SC Systems, Cliff Miller's crew. It is one of the greatest sound systems you've ever heard.
If you're interested in volunteering for Merlefest in the future, for Merlefest 2004, we sure would appreciate the help. There's always room for more. Give us a call anytime throughout the year. Better yet, head on over to the website, which is always getting better and better, merlefest.org, www.merlefest.org. A lot of folks have been signing on to the e-newsletter to get up to date on all sorts of announcements for upcoming Merlefest and who the lineup's going to be. They've got a great website, all sorts of chat rooms and listservs for various topics, www.merlefest.org. While on the subject of sponsors, this is one of my favorite things about Merlefest this year. How many of you have seen the golf carts that are driving artists and folks around? Those little golf carts? You know, all sorts of great businesses and organizations sponsoring Merlefest in various sundry ways. All the golf carts, they are sponsored by the act coming up in a couple minutes, the Del McCurry Band. So yet another reason to give a big hand for them. Check out the great posters with the great characters.
Did he say a couple minutes? Well, that gives us a moment to just let you know a little bit more about XM Satellite Radio. Of course, you're listening to it, and probably a lot of you haven't gotten off track 14, but let me tell you, there's lots of other wonderful channels for you to check out, especially like right next door where they've got Hank's Place, one of Willie Nelson's favorite channels. Eddie Kilroy and Catfish taking care of all the great country music there. And then off to the other side is the folk channel. That's track 15 of The Village. So a few options for you in the same neighborhood. Let's go.
With some traditional bluegrass. Good couple hours worth, I'm thinking.